All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Record numbers of COVID-19 cases, what the CDC is saying about the upcoming holidays, and Apple releases the top downloaded apps of the year. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Poor Sasha Obama, just trying to live her best life, making TikTok videos, but it's what she's doing in one of the videos that's got everybody talking.
Romero has your sports.
If you're waking up broke, hungry, single and homeless today, it's my bad. I'll apologize to you coming up in sports. I'll tell you why.
But first, the Mass Department of Public Health has reported another 4,613 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. That marks the highest single day total of new confirmed cases since the start of the pandemic. Now, there were also another 46 COVID-related deaths. And as of yesterday, over 1,200 patients with coronavirus were hospitalized, with 264 of them in an intensive care unit. Well, do not travel and stay home over the upcoming holidays. That's what the CDC is telling people is the best way to stay safe and to protect others. If you do decide to travel, they say that you should consider getting tested 1 to 3 days before the trip and again 3 to 5 days afterward. The CDC also revised their quarantine guidance, reducing the number of days from 14 to 10 or 7 days if you receive a negative test result.
That's so cute that they recommend all these things that people don't follow.
I'm about to have another meltdown because it's just like, oh my God, please, I just wanted to be over.
It's only worse now because, you know, there's a vaccine coming out. So
yeah, and a lot of people are saying.
So that's when you
are
more stupid?
I think it's a vaccine coming, so we don't have to do as much.
Here's what your average moron thinks.
Jesus.
I'm not going to listen to this. Besides, we have a vaccine coming up, and the day after the vaccine comes out, everything's going back to normal. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. I'm not getting that vaccine because it's just a way of the government to monitor our behavior. All right, I'm going back on Facebook.
I just want to cry. And Apple's out with their list of the their end-of-the-year list of the most downloaded apps on iPhone and iPad, and no surprise, number one on the list, Zoom Cloud Meetings.
Yes.
It was followed by TikTok.
Can't wait to be able to delete that thing.
Oh, God.
I'm so sick of it. I really am.
It was followed by TikTok, Disney Plus, YouTube, and also Instagram. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, how much money would it take for you to get in the ring with 50 Cent? 10 mil, does that sound
about
right?
I'll get in the ring with 50 Cent for 10 mil.
Yeah, so would I. Well, Fat Joe wouldn't. He was on Instagram Live talking about, you know, the Jake Paul and Nate Robinson fight and how he thought people shouldn't be disrespecting Nate Robinson when he got knocked out, saying not many people would jump in the ring like that.
I wouldn't do it. So when I had beef with 50 Cent, people were like fake offering me $10 million, $5 million, go fight 50 one-on-one. Now, I'm not scared of 50. I fight him for free at the time. But to get knocked out, maybe, on this, I mean, it's tough.
He added that you can't keep clowning on people who have the courage to try to entertain us. Got an update
that
for you guys.
That did entertain us.
No, it did. That's what it, that's
that
his
was
point
way
is.
More entertaining than if they were, you know, if they just had a good back and forth scuffle and they called it by decision.
We got some great memes out of that. I have an update for you guys on the Malik Beasley, Larsa Pippen cheating scandal I was telling you about yesterday. In case you missed it, a very married Malik Beasley, who plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves, was catching a lot of heat for a viral photo showing him holding hands with Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Even Malik's wife who they share a child with, posted on Instagram she was blindsided by the photo. Well, word is it's not as bad as it seems, and Larsa insists she is not a homewrecker. Apparently, Malik and his wife have been separated for months and are going through the process of a divorce. A source says Malik and Larsa have been bonding over both of their divorces. Even Larsa seemed to comment on the drama, posting on Instagram, "Don't always trust what you see on social media. Even salt looks like sugar."
What?
Malik himself has remained somewhat silent during all this, although he did post a picture of himself on the court yesterday, and Larsa did like it.
They're both bonding over divorces that they both caused. She cheated on Scottie Pippen, and he cheated on his wife.
That's
what they bonded over?
Yeah, I mean.
I can't believe I got caught.
Larsa,
yeah,
Scottie
me neither. Let's walk down the street and hold hands.
Rumors of Scottie cheating for years, too. But anyways. And Sasha Obama in college. You know, she's doing what college kids do, having fun, making TikTok videos, dancing. So why is she getting so much backlash for this? A TikTok video has gone viral showing Sasha and about seven of her friends dancing to Philly rapper Pop Hunna's track Adderall, Corvette Corvette, which has grown into the Corvette Corvette TikTok challenge. It's actually a good song. I like this.
What do you do to it? You act like you're driving
a
car?
Like, it's a regular TikTok dances. It's just like you do, like, you know, a lot of fast arm motion, stuff like that. I don't know the dance, but I've seen it a bunch of times.
And because she did what everyone else does without masks, just like everyone else is doing.
That's the problem. So they were all together. They weren't social distanced. None of them were wearing masks. They were in someone's kitchen. So a lot of people were complaining and saying, oh, she's violating COVID protocols, right, not wearing a mask. So her friend that had uploaded the TikTok video to her account has deleted the video because she didn't want to get any more backlash.
You tell them all to suck it. Come on, man.
All right, here's Romero with sports.
Here it is. Suck it. Get out of my face, that nonsense. Like when you hang with your friends, you're there wearing masks indoors. Please. That's what you're supposed to do, but nobody does it. All right, sports. There's a reason that I'm on Hot 96.9 and not the sports hub, okay? And that reason is because when it comes to sports, I don't know what I'm talking about, okay? Yesterday, I told you to bet your house, your car, your kids, your animals. I said body parts. You bet it all on the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers to smoke the awful COVID-invested Baltimore Ravens by at least 10 points. That was the spread. I'm like, they're going to smoke them by like 2-3 touchdowns easily. That's the lock of a lifetime. Well, the Steelers won, but they barely squeaked it out. It was a 5-point victory, 19-14. So, like I said,
lesson learned, don't listen to Romero.
Don't listen to him. I'm sorry. But at the same time, it's your fault. How are you going to listen to me? Do you hear the nonsense I say here about sports all the time? I don't know what I'm talking about. If I knew what I was talking about, I'd be living in Vegas right now. Just making bets. I guess got to be right more than I'm wrong. So it's your fault that you're broke right now. LeBron James has agreed to a 2-year, $85 million contract extension, which will keep him with the Lakers through 2023. And by the way, 2023 is also when his son Bronny's going to graduate high school. And LeBron's been saying that he kind of wants to, he wants to play in the league at the same time as his son, which is cool as hell. But he also kind of wants to finagle to be on the same team as his son. So now his son will graduate. They're saying he's not going to be like a top pick. He'll get drafted, but not by a top team. So he'll get drafted by like some mid-level team probably. LeBron probably will be like, listen, throw 30 mil my way. I'll play with you for a season. And then they have a little attraction, father and son team.
Everyone's going to want the son because of the
potential
deal.
Whoa.
He's not going in any, you know.
That's a hot take. Leroy used that on the Sports Hub. Oh, he's not here. Never mind. Oh, by the way, the Lakers also signed Anthony Davis to a 5-year, $190 million contract.
Can you say that again slower? $190 million.
They're going to win the championship again this year.
Damn.
And that Mike Tyson charity fight on Saturday, man, you want to talk about something that blew up? Because of that, Nate Robinson blew up on social media, getting clowned. Because of that, everybody wants to fight Jake Paul now. Like, legit fighters are like, step in the ring with me so I can humble you. Also, everybody loves Snoop Dogg now. They want him to do commentary. And Snoop Dogg is actually... So he's like, all right, you know what? You want me to do commentary? I will. I'm starting my own boxing league. It's called the Fight Club, and it's going to be basically like the Tyson event. They're going to have sanctioned fights. They're going to have unsanctioned fights. It's going to be with social media people, actors, musicians, athletes, pro boxers. Snoop is going to do commentary. He's going to book the acts for it. He's becoming a promoter now.
Well, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
On another Versus with him.
and they're doing the whole, we've got this amazing fight that's bigger than Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. already booked for the first one. They're not saying what it is, but they're hyping it up already, like all good boxing promoters do. Also, Evander Holyfield, one of Mike Tyson's most legendary opponents, he actually beat Tyson twice and got his ear bit off by Tyson, wants to fight him again. So we might get another big Tyson charity event if they can work out the financials, how much we're willing to spend to see two old men fight each other. That is your sports. Real quick. Celtics, December 23rd, kickoff the season versus the Bucks, and they're also playing Christmas versus the Nets. Okay, Pebbles, see you.
All right. Good news today. Well, with hospital patients feeling isolated, they're experiencing anxiety because of the pandemic, Massachusetts General Hospital has found a way to help with that. So 7 months ago, they started the Virtual Bedside Concerts Program. It connects musicians with patients for private concerts through Zoom. Dr. Kathy Matran, she leads the Happiness Committee at MGH and helps run the program, says that the concerts provide a kind of therapy that medicine cannot, and at a time when family members can't visit. The weekly hour-long concerts that brings musicians from the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Boston Pop, students at the New England Conservatory of Music, and from all around the world, doctors and nurses benefit from the concert as well. Tran saying that they also are struggling during the pandemic with all the sadness around them. So this is a great pick-me-up for everyone. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.